Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name's Nancy. I have a great show today. It's going to be quite interesting, actually. It's not a show that I usually have, but should fascinate everybody who's listening. And my guest, his name is Michael. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so very much for having me on.
Now, Michael, you have this book out, and the name of the book is The Holy G, and then there's like a little hyphen, and then Rail.
Yeah, The Holy G-Rail.
All right. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit first, not about the book, about who you are and what you do, and then I'm going to ask you some pretty good questions, I think, okay?
Okay, sounds wonderful. Well, I'm an artist, a writer, a photographer. I study the Kabbalah, and I try to focus on the sensuality of life and share that with the world.
And do you think people, Michael, sometimes have a hard time with the fact that sensuality is very much in every category of life, but they seem to not see it?
I think it's a real big stumbling block. I had a conversation with my fiance today about it, but I think there's a stigma on sexuality and sensuality that has been ingrained in consciousness, and if you enjoy it, in some parts of it, and in an overwhelming, conservative views on sexuality. The reason I wrote this book and the reason I think it's difficult because people have, if you enjoy sex, then you may be considered not so spiritual. And I think that that's a real misguided statement, and I think that a lot of people get they become scared and fearful that if they let on, they enjoy sensuality and sexuality in all areas of their life, that they may be construed as being a little bit off or weird or not so pure.
And I agree with you. And the thing is, I happen to love sex. I think it's one of the best release ever for stress and closeness and understanding of another person plus yourself. And I think people have a very hard time with that concept.
Yes, and you hit it right on the nail. It is a great release, and if you communicate with your partner and you have great relations with your partner, it can be so healing, and so many things can come out in the open, and it flows into all of life, all of the life around you, your business relationships, your personal relationships, your relationships with just strangers around you. If you have a great, healthy attitude towards sexuality, I think, in all reality, it raises your ability to be more spiritual.
No, I totally agree with that. And so a lot of times when I do the readings for people, I do the consultations I do, there's this one card that it's the devil card, but I call it the lust horny card.
Uh-huh.
And when that card comes up, I'll just jokingly say, oh, you're pretty horny today.
You know,
and they look at me like, what? You know, it's hysterical.
Well, you know, it's funny. That key, you know, key 15, the devil is it's, you know, it's Capricorn, and it's actually, you know, Earth.
Right.
It symbolizes Earth, and we are on this Earth to learn.
Of course.
So why not partake? Now, granted, excesses in any degree are not good for us, but even if we take the extremes of these earthly pleasures we have around us, it just teaches us and furthers us along our evolution.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's totally true. So now, Michael, let's talk a little bit about your book. Now, you, first of all, again, it's called The Holy G-Rail. But what the book, why don't you tell us what the book is really about?
It's about the G-spot. It's about relating anatomies into lovemaking, and it's an acronym. It's the Holy Grail. I really believe that you ladies are the Holy Grail. And when I wrote this book, it came through me, and that's the only reason I wrote it. It was like a divine spark. and I wanted to get the information out there. And it was before I had any clue about the Da Vinci Code or any of that stuff, even though that's been around for a long time. I wrote it. I had some people proofread it. I had people test my theories. And they'd come up to me, well, you've seen the Da Vinci Code, haven't you? And it was like, no. You know, the only thing I remember seeing is, being an artist, the master's paintings and the controversy about the master's paintings, but that was years ago, and it was on the TV behind me when I was doing some computer work, and I just paid attention to the beauty of the work. So it never really occurred to me what the message or the possible messages of that painting were. And I really feel that you women are the Holy Grail. If we gentlemen take the time, And even, you know, in any partnership, in any relationship, take the time to acknowledge you and cherish you. It's going to make you so much more happy. It's going to make the relationship flow so much more. And if we take the time sexually to release you, and I think it's really important in the exchange of energies in a couple, because if we take that time, you're going to reciprocate, and it's not a guaranteed thing or anything, but by all means, if you're happy, we become happy, and the reality of it is you ladies create life in this world. Now, we're the other half of that quotient, but you create life. If we make you happy, you make us immeasurably more happy. And it's the fountain of youth. So many people see people with healthy relationships and healthy sexual relationships glowing and happy. And I think it's, as you said, it's so important. And me, I feeling that you are the Holy Grail, and I truly believe that. The concepts in the book are all centered around that thought, in a way, releasing you. It's the G-spot relating anatomy into lovemaking, and the G-spot is a different way of releasing for you ladies. And I don't know if you want to explain that or if you'd like me to explain that.
First of all, most people, Michael, they have no idea what a G-spot is, period.
Exactly.
Okay, they really don't. Even women themselves, and most women do not know that they have this, and when it is first touched or communicated, any kind of communication with it, it actually can have a very burning sensation to make the woman feel like she has to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. And fearful then.
Right. And so they kind of freak.
Exactly.
You know, but they have a lot of different kind, and I'm really open, so I mean, I may upset some of my listeners, but I don't care. I'm just really open about, you know, sexual energy. They have a lot of vibrators out there that are called the G-spot vibrator.
Correct.
And whether they work or not, I don't really know because I don't have one of those. But from what I know, the way they are designed, they're straight, and then they have like a little, kind of like a L shape to it, which actually will go up to where the G-spot is located in the woman.
Correct. And you know, I'm testing my bounds with you. Right now,
oh, you can be real open. How's that?
Okay, that's great. You know, I wasn't sure. Every interview I do is different, and we focus on different areas. I wrote this book in a simple way for men and women to understand where it is, and for men to find the texture and feel within their own member. I find that if a man has a focal point rather than a map or a diagram, he can sustain relations and go for it a little bit more. I found that a lot of the literature out there is so technical in terms, and usually there's an X that marks the spot up inside the woman's vagina, and it's like there it is. And the reality of it is, if you don't know what to feel for, it can feel really good as the female in the practice of it. But again, when you hit it, if you're not sure what's going on, you'll have that urge to go to the bathroom, And it can be uncomfortable, and if you wrap your mind up into that thought, you're going to shut down the whole process, and it's going to stop everything because you're going to be fearful. So I wrote this book in a real simple way for men to find the texture and feel on themselves. Now, it's not their G-spot. I call it a magic spot on their member.
Okay.
Because it's approximately the same distance from their urethra to that texture and feel on their member. Mm-hmm. And if you flip your hand and go horizontally instead of vertically, if you do the same with your lady and you communicate, talk, and have patience, and she lets you know, if you read the book together, it's so quick mm-hmm. and easy. If you read it together, it can really heighten your experiences together. Plus, it opens up that communication. And face it, there's so many people that are shy,
mm-hmm.
Are unwilling to tell their lovers that something hurts on a particular day because they want to please their partner so well, you know, so much and continuously please. But our bodies change from day to day. And the sensations we feel change. And if we openly communicate, we can guide each other through new sexual experiences and revitalize our relationships. And I think it's really important to do that, especially when we all get caught up in the day-to-day, you know, financial stresses, family stresses, and everything else. If we could just allow ourselves to release and recognize each other, we can put all that stuff away for just a short time and really get back to what brought us together in the first place.
Mm-hmm. See, and I think because everybody is in such a rush today, rush to get your kids ready for school, rush so you go to work, rush to work, come home, rush, get done, get dinner ready, get kids ready for bed. By the time that day is done, most people sit and they think in their mind that they're so exhausted that they don't want anything. They don't want, touch me, don't talk to me, don't look at me.
Exactly.
You know, and let alone try to make love to me. Just forget it.
Exactly. We don't have the time for it. I'm way tired. Let's just go to sleep. And, you know, if that's how you're feeling, that's great. But, you know, it's really wonderful to acknowledge your lover with a back rub or mm-hmm. some fingernails or just some kisses, even in a non-sexual manner, just to relax and get that mental block out of them. And you never know how things will turn in the way they're feeling and the response. And the same with gentlemen. I mean, a lot of people have the misconception that we walk around standing erect all the time. And it's real simple for us. But we, too, get tired. And sometimes it takes a little bit of compassion and the simpler things, soft music, a little bit of candlelight, and a back massage to relax and get all that daily stress away.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think people just, you know, they're in such a hurry that they just forget that their body, their emotions, and their self really need to have some kind of an unwind mechanism.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean it has to be intercourse. It doesn't.
No.
It could be, like you just said, it could be a back rub, some hugs, some kisses, some cuddling. People have no idea how good cuddling is for them, you know, just to lay there and cuddle.
Exactly. And if you don't communicate that with your partner because you've been together, let's say, for 10 or 15 years, you forget the simplicities that actually make relationships stronger. I wrote the Holy G-Rail, and it's the whole relationship of anatomies. It's about the G-spot, and
mm-hmm.
it's a clear, simple way to find and release it. And you ladies out there, if you haven't experienced it, it's a wonderful release, and it's a release, so I've been told, real similar to what us gentlemen feel. And so it will wipe you out in a very pleasant way. And after you've experienced it once, you're going to want to do it again, guaranteed. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, but we need to get back to the point of being patient with each other, to communicate, and practicing self-love. In other words, if you're feeling tired and you're feeling not so lovable in the evening when you get home, drawing a bath and loving yourself, and that's not necessarily masturbation. That's pouring positive energy into the negative spaces that you may have on yourself, which will, again, open yourself up to your partner or to people in general if you're looking for a partner.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that really, Michael, don't know how to love themselves.
Yes.
Let alone communicate to somebody else what they may like. Because there's many people out there with all of the consultations I've done, over 30 years to be exact, I run into this all the time, where people think that they have to give, and they never take time to give back to themselves.
And to receive. Nancy, I think that's a very, very important part. I personally feel, and when this book came to me, it flowed through me, and that's why I put it out again. But I personally feel, and my training in the Kabbalah teaches me that you have to be able to love yourself in order to receive love from others. Because if you don't know what that feeling is, and you have to be able to pleasure yourself. I've come across a lot of women that have never pleasured themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, and they expect the man to do it all for them. And, you know, we can do it, but we're not mind readers. And vice versa, if a man doesn't know how to be pleased by a lady, how can he expect her to do exactly what he wants? You've got to be able to touch and feel and caress yourself and pour love into those areas and, you know, be able to please yourself and know what stimulates you in order to have any partner to be able to stimulate you. And it's okay to do that. There's no shame in it. Because we, again, you know, we have a beautiful vessel that we get to use in this lifetime, and I think it's important to be able to experience every facet of it.
Oh, I do too. Michael, could you give out a website and your MySpace and all that so they can find you?
Yeah, it's theholyg-rail.com. Make sure you put the dash in or you're going to find the Holy Grail and hundreds of pages of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Amazon.com, just type in G-S-P-O-T. You don't even have to go to books. You just put in that G-S-P-O-T, and the book comes up first or second. And then I've got a MySpace / The Holy G. I do weekly blogs on the MySpace. I actually do a local column contribute, and they're not so sexually based because it is an online newspaper, but it's more feeling good about yourself, personal relations type column, and that's themilehive.com. So there's many ways to get a hold of the book and learn more.
Now, you break down the G-rail with meaning, words.
Correct.
Can you tell them what that's about?
Yeah, it's the holy, the holy G-rail, G-spot, and then rail, which is the Holy Grail, relating anatomy into lovemaking. And again, it's about allowing gentlemen to feel an area on their own body that has approximate distance, texture, and feel of the woman's G-spot. And it goes through that. So in the shower, if you're practicing some self-love on the more pleasurable side of self-love, of masturbation, you can practice the sensation and feel. I think it's really important for us guys to have something to feel for. And if you have an approximate distance from your urethra to that area, you can practice it on your partner. And if she gives you a little bit of guidance and, like you say, tells you that, you know, it feels like I might have to go to the bathroom. Number one, ladies, go to the bathroom before you practice this, so you don't have that fear. Number two, he's right on it, if that's the sensation you're feeling. And we're experiencing one of the most passionate and intimate things we can do here as human beings on this planet when we're exchanging sexual relations and intimate relations. So it really doesn't matter what happens in between you. It's everything's acceptable. You know, even if you were to release a few drops because, you know, it had to go. What does it matter? You're experiencing a sacred thing between two people, and it's okay. Everything's okay as long as you talk to each other and experience it for that. I mean, the human body's a wonderful thing, and there's so many different things that can be experienced as long as we talk to each other and put up our bounds and express those bounds so everyone is happy in the process.
Michael, why do you think a lot of people really have no idea about the G-spot? I mean, we talk about many, many things, and we talk about, you know, different parts of the body on a constant basis. But the G-spot, now, I've known about it for a long, long time, but really most people really don't have a clue. So why do you think it's taken so long for people to recognize that there is a G-spot, and that it is, you know, pretty great? You know, what? Why?
I think it's, number one, fear. I think, you know, that's a big portion of it. Fear of being able to experience something so wonderful with yourself or with a partner, and fear of allowing someone to intrude or expand, dive deeply, so to speak, into your sexual being. Now, there's a lot of people that are open. A lot of gentlemen I've talked to, friends of mine, and part of the control group, and stuff. It's really funny. I'll talk to them for 40 minutes about the G spot, and then they'll go, "Well, isn't that right there on the outside near the clitoris?" And it's like,
no.
"Have you not listened to me?" They don't have a clue, because men, first and foremost, there's ego involved.
Mm-hmm.
And in all reality, when you're making love to your partner, there's no room for personal ego. You need to let go and enjoy and relax into the moment. Gentlemen do not like to be told that they don't know everything that there is to know about sex. There are, you know, a small percentage that are willing to learn. But the reason I wrote it is it's, there are so many tips in gaining of stamina, you know, and focusing your attention on your partner so the stamina stays. There are so many wonderful things within this that I do it in a non-judgmental or non-instructive way.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not hit that point in a man. I mean, even the gentleman I talk to, the book will affect him one of two ways. They'll either find it, but some of the people I've had experience it. They've had it for a month or two, and it's like, Michael, I just can't do it. And it's like, well, have you talked to your lover about it? Well, no, I want to surprise her. And it's like, well, you can't do that.
No.
You know, you can't do that because there is an uncomfortable, it may be uncomfortable, or that sensation of urination that a woman may feel, and she's going to shut down. As soon as she feels that something may happen that is out of her control, she's going to wrap her mind in, and it's going to stop it. And it's because of fear on her part, and if he's not communicating with her what he's doing, she's not gonna let down those walls to allow it to happen, unless, of course, she's very sexually open.
Right.
So I think, you know, the main reason is fear. I do believe that Everyone has one. Now, the jury's still out on that as far as the medical community.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of interviews, and you know, some say there's a certain percentage of ladies that do have it and a certain percentage that do not. I believe all women do. I believe, like you say, it can be very uncomfortable for some, so they just don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that fear, the fear of releasing bodily fluids. Now, one thing that I have found, pretty much everyone that I practiced or we shared the book with and the techniques with found the G-spot for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a very small percentage of them actually released fluids. And ladies, you need to know that that can happen. A G-spot orgasm can actually release fluids, and it's not urine. It's actually an ejaculate that is built up within the uterus walls when you're stimulating that area. And that's why I say it can be a lot like what a man feels when he releases. But not all women do that. In fact, pretty much a major majority of them that I studied and didn't have the actual release of fluids, but they did have a G-spot release that totally wiped them out.
Mm-hmm.
My special lover, and I call her that to keep her anonymity,
mm-hmm.
She's gone both ways. It all depends on how long I stimulate that area. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is no matter when we do it, it is unlike her clitoral release.
Right.
Tenfold. I mean, she will be wiped out and exhausted afterwards. And she'll even ask me when she comes over, it's like, can I have the G this weekend? And gentlemen, I mean, if you think about that, how many times do you get asked for a release from your lady?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real powerful and it's real different. And there is a major difference between the two. They only may be, you know, inches apart, depending on, you know, the scale, but they are in two different areas, and they are two different releases.
Now, when you talk about the man's G-spot, because I've really not heard about that, so let's talk a little bit about, because I know you're talking, you know, we'll talk
okay,
about the...
I talk about the magic spot,
and I named it
that rather than having the clinical term for that flap of skin. The man's G-spot is actually in his anus, and I don't talk about that in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about a magic spot, which is underneath the shaft of his member or his penis, because it has a similar texture and feel, and when you press on it, and it's a very sensitive area on a man. So you ladies, I mean, can learn something there. It's a very sensitive area. If you're really into stimulating your man, if you focus on that area, you're going to stimulate him quite quickly. But for us, gentlemen, it's an area that if you stroke it horizontally, fully erect, it gives you that same spongy feeling as the G-spot and texture. And if you push on it too hard, it kind of disappears. It flattens out. And if you release, you can feel it again, which is real similar, and that's why I wrote this book, to what you're feeling when you're inside your partner and stroking her G-spot. So it gives you a focal point. And I call it the magic spot rather than getting into the medical term. I can't even pronounce the medical term for what that flap of skin is, actually. But that's what I talk about now. A lot of people misinterpret it for the male G-spot,
mm-hmm.
but that's on the other end of the spectrum, literally,
mm-hmm.
or in the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. And people have a hard time with that one, too. But
yes.
Okay.
But that is the male G-spot is in his anus, and you know, I mean, that's a place to explore,
mm-hmm.
but
it
you got to be, you know, you get, it's proper warming up and proper attention, and it can be a wonderful thing, too.
Mm-hmm. So on the man now, is it on, and I'm going to get technical because, like
okay.
I said, I'm open here, Michael. So is it on the underneath side or is it on the top side?
Of?
of the man's penis.
Oh, the magic spot.
Yes.
Okay, not the G-spot, the magic
spot.
It's under, if you're looking down at your member, it's underneath. It's underneath the head.
Okay.
And if you have a foreskin, you have to pull that foreskin back.
Okay, so it's between the head and the scrotum.
Correct, and it's that flap of skin that actually looks similar to clitoris.
Okay.
And that texture runs, and I don't want to get too detailed because then no one's going to want to have to get the book.
Oh, they'll get your book anyway, especially after these conversations.
The skin runs vertically. The creases and it's a flap of skin. It's very sensitive for us. It's right at the base of the head on the underside of the penis. And if you stroke it horizontally, you feel with your fingers. And that's what my whole book focuses on. Guys, you got to stop feeling with your member and feel with your actual touch. And that'll, number one, gain you more stamina because you're not thinking between your legs. You're actually thinking with what you're feeling, and that way you can relate it to your lady and reach up inside and find that same texture. And if you push on it too hard, it tends to disappear. And, you know, I mean, it can be a large, it can feel really good for you ladies. But if your man misses the actual G-spot by a quarter of an inch, he can stroke and stroke and stroke. It's going to feel great, but it's not going to release, and it can tend to get sore if you stroke too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you mess around, it may still be a little, if it's the next day, it may still be a little sore, and then you're going, no, please, you know, because he's overstimulated. So if he stimulates himself, erect, hard, it's being slick,
mm-hmm.
he can get that same texture and feeling. I call it a flip move with your hand, and you go across underneath the head of the shaft of the penis. You can get that same texture and feel, and you can even get the approximate distance when you reach down over the head and then flip your hand to the right, you know, whether it's a knuckle or two knuckles, however far, it gives you something to reach for. Now, when you focus on your lady and you finally find it, the next time it's going to be quicker. And the next time it's going to be quicker. Now, I'm not saying do it every time you make love because it takes some effort, but she's going to be wanting it from you because it's a totally different release. After a while, you will figure out exactly where your partner's spot is, and you can change it and actually use your member to release that spot. Now, I'm not one of those gifted guys. Mine's straight. Okay, you were talking about G-spot vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hook in them.
Right.
That little L shape. Some gentlemen are built that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a technical term for it. And they're able to reach their lady's G-spot without even trying because their penis is bent that way.
Right.
You know, I'm not gifted that way, so I have to flip. My feet end up at her head, her feet are at my head, and I bend, and then if she arches her back and pushes down with her scrotum on mine, I can stimulate it with my member now and get her off without touching it with my hand. Now, it does, and ladies, this is something to take in consideration. It's a lot easier if you're stimulating yourself on the clitoral side at the same time. At least I find it works easier. You can do it with or without, but if you do both, it's really a miraculous release.
I would think it would be a great release like that because women, Michael, are very clitoris-minded.
Yep.
Okay? And that's where their mind stays. It's like, okay, you gotta get that, you gotta touch that. And they forget about some of the other parts that could actually add to that.
Exactly. And when they find the G-spot in a combination with clitoral stimulation, it's wonderful. When I found it by mistake, and that's why I wrote the book. We were trying to get my special lover to female ejaculate.
Mm-hmm.
And we just explore. We've been together a long time. And it's always good to communicate and do different things sexually, because you don't get in that cycle of this day, that day, we're doing it.
It's called boredom.
Yes.
Boredom, okay.
Exactly. You can get in that cycle, and it's always good to experiment and do new things. And we came across it quite by mistake. And I released her actually twice within 15 minutes, and she was wiped out. I've never seen her experience an orgasm that way. She's very vocal when it comes to clitoral release. And we could do that, time after time after time. She can do it four or five times in an evening,
mm-hmm.
clitorally.
Right.
E-spot, one, two max.
Well, see, then that would make us equal with you men.
Correct.
Who can only handle it once.
Well, some of us men.
I said some, not everybody. Okay. But it would make it a little bit more equal, because
it would make it equal, and you would get an idea of how powerful that feeling we feel is.
Yeah, because it's usually very unequal. You know, a man will try to stimulate a woman, and he thinks he's doing okay, and then they're not talking about it, so he's not quite where he needs to be, and she's not really where she needs to be, but she's going to go ahead, and then he gets done too quick, and she's still kind of sitting there. You know?
Yeah, and that's frustrating, so my rule of thumb is always get your lady off first.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know many people who that's also their rule of thumb, and it's really a good one, you know. And then you have people like me who just likes to have a lot of fun, and, you know, everybody comes out feeling good.
That's perfect.
But it's very hard on a lot of women, Michael, because you got to remember that women for centuries have been raised that you should be a virgin. Not much now, but before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you've got to be a virgin. You've got to be a virgin. And then all of a sudden it comes that wedding night, and then you're supposed to just know it all.
Yeah, and it's impossible.
No, it doesn't work like that.
It's impossible, and you fumble around, and then it's like, God, did I marry the right person?
Yeah, like, you know, what did I do?
You know, it's a wonderful thing. And you know, spiritually, tantric sex, you know, I hadn't realized I've done that. You know, I haven't studied that very often. But, you know, through breathing, without touching myself, getting myself to climax.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult. Takes a lot of energy and a lot of time. But I've done it numerous times. And you know, it's amazing. It's like making love to the universe.
Well, it is. You're so high up by doing the breathing.
Yeah. And for a man to not touch himself and to release mm-hmm. through breathing is a pretty powerful thing.
Oh, it is.
You know, and for a lady to do the same thing, you know, it's powerful. But it is so okay, and it's actually wonderful. We have these physical bodies, use them, you know, in a pleasant way and in a loving way, and communicate. I think the main thing that I stress mainly is patience, communication, and, well, self-love and warm-up. But patience and communication are two of the main keys. Gentlemen, be patient with your lady. Ladies, be patient with your guy. If he's trying, if you know where the G-spot is, and he's trying for his first time, let him find it. Guide him, but let him find him, because it gives you such a powerful relationship between you, because you've experienced something new. And all of you out there that, you know, are kind of stifled or bored, it's a wonderful thing to do. I mean, this book, you can actually, Amazon has Kindle books now. You can download it
mm-hmm.
at the same time and read it with your lover on the computer. That can be a little naughty because you're looking at a screen reading something together.
Mm-hmm.
And it can, you know, create another release, another sexual experience. You know, go to Amazon.com, type it in. Within 2 minutes, you have it downloaded, and you experience this naughty thing in front of a screen, you know, it's not pornography, but it's a way to create a closeness and another level to your sexuality and your sensuality together. It's wonderful.
Now, give him the name of the book again, Michael, please.
It's The Holy G Dash Rail, and it's available at theholyg-rail.com, amazon.com, and you know, a lot of local online retailers. Locally, it's at the Tattered Cover Bookstores, but that's local to my state.
Now, Michael, when they look at the website, there's a few things on there because you do have some pictures that you have done.
Yeah, it's all my own artwork and photography. I was trying to create a Holy G Wear. And when you go to the website, it's going to divert you to Holy G Wear, WEAR.com. It's the same site. It's not a diversion. It's the way my web guy did it.
Okay.
It's my artwork. I do pastels on canvas, and I've been doing that many, many years. And they're very sensual in form, large scape. And then I do sensual photography also. So it's a website of me.
Well, that's not so bad, because I looked at the pictures. There's some really cool pictures. When I look at a picture, things come out at me differently, I think, than some people. They just kind of like 3D dimension pop up for me, which is what your pictures had done when I looked at them. And they were pretty interesting because in that picture, people can see a lot of different things if they just look at it.
Exactly. If they relax and get into the work. And that's what sensuality is all about. You know, relaxing and getting into your partner. Relaxing and getting into the landscape. Or there was a beautiful sunset and I was reflecting off the mountains this evening and it was like spectacular because the orange of the cloud was reflecting off the snow caps. And I haven't seen that. I've lived down here a long time. And it was just really sensual and fiery and feel. And if you really lead your life and look at things, stop. Take the time and look at the flowers that are around you or the landscapes and the clouds. You can find a lot of sensuality, and it doesn't have to necessarily be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sensual in nature and spirituality, the same thing. It's really important. I mean, it goes two different ways. The Eastern Brethren don't feel they can release. I don't feel release is draining. I feel it can be very healing myself. But, you know, there are different philosophies that feel different levels. And you can feel the release without releasing. And that's, you know, that gets into the tantric and all that. It's my artwork, it again flows through me. I feel I do nothing of myself. Yes, I am a person and I have my personal will, but when I do my art and I do my writing, I try to allow it to flow from above through this vehicle and down so I can heal people. I've had people weep over my paintings, which is a really strange thing to experience. And it's happened more than once, but it's a wonderful thing. And we've definitely had ladies weep over their orgasms, too, because they didn't know after 26 years on this planet or 35 years or 45 years on this planet that they even had it within them to be able to release that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. Experience yourself. Love yourself. Get in the bathtub and feel yourself, you know, in a very positive way.
Well, see, you really can't, Michael, tell somebody else what feels good if you yourself do not know what feels good.
Exactly.
You know, so it's really very, very important. And I know a lot of people go, oh, I can't do that. But it's like, hey, just try it. You know, nice bubble bath, lavender oil in there, make you totally relaxed, and just let your mind flow and just feel.
Light a candle, stick it on the side of the tub, and relax and feel yourself. I mean, even if you just go from your, even if you just wash yourself and allow the smoothness of the soap to rub up your legs and stuff, just enjoy the feeling of your own touch. because if you know how to enjoy your own touch, you can easily, or much more easily, guide someone else to give you that same sensation.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I had a boyfriend I lived with for 16 years, and I said to him, I said, okay, now, let's kind of figure out what feels good. What feels good to you? You know, I asked, and he looked at me like, what? You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I want you to tell me so that I get it right. You know?
Well, you know, guys are not used to that.
No, they're
and,
not.
And it actually makes us feel very good. It's funny, my phone. It actually makes you feel very good. It makes me feel very, very comforting to know that my lover wants to take the time to pleasure me and find out exactly what pleasures me rather than assuming she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because from day to day our sensations change.
Right.
And it's real important, you know, one day, you know, I mean, when it comes to oral sex, you know, the teeth can rub the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it can make you really sensitive on the side of your member, and the next day it may not feel as good, and if you're just kind of wincing a little bit, your lover may just look at you and go, God, he doesn't like this.
Mm-hmm.
And she may stop altogether when it has nothing to do with that, you know, or you know, when you're massaging your lover's breasts and they're a little bit more tender than they normally are. She may, you know, pull away, and it's not because she doesn't want you to do it. It's just maybe that it's sensitive, and it's really important. And I stress this over and over and over. It's important. It's like, tell your lover, oh, you know, it's a little sore today. And that way, the next time you make love, you're not afraid to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not feeling pain to suffer through and pleasure your partner. There's
right.
No reason to feel pain unless, of course, you like it,
there
which there are those that do.
You know, and that's okay, too.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, and I did. I would ask him. Like, I went and took the tantra classes. He wouldn't take them. And I said, why not? Well, I just don't want to. And I said, okay, because I wasn't going to push him into it, but it was not going to stop me from taking them.
Yeah.
You know, and I learned a lot. So when I got done and I went home and I said, okay, let me show you what I've learned.
And it's wonderful. And he was pretty excited, I bet.
Yeah, he was, you know, but he was also the kind that didn't want to be overly excited for whatever reason, which I think is also a man's thing, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's that whole being taught by someone else
right.
thing, you know,
yeah,
and it's...
You know,
it's a total ego thing, and there's no place in lovemaking for egos. Let it go, because we can learn from each other, and we can experience new things, and it doesn't mean that your lover has seen someone else, and all of a sudden she's learned this new thing. It might be, you know, that for many, many years she's just wanted to try it,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay. And if it doesn't feel good, then it's like, you know, that just doesn't quite do it, honey. You know, stay away from that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, which is true. You know, but again, it's that communication there, because I think people tend, you know, like we talked about a little bit before, they get used to whatever, they get comfortable, and then it turns into being kind of bored with the same routine over and over again. Okay, tonight you're going to be on your back. You know, it's going to happen like that.
Yeah.
It's going to take him 10, 15, 20 minutes, it's done. Okay?
Yeah, and you know, once the boredom sets in, then the mind starts wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why affairs happen.
Right.
You know, affairs of the heart, affairs of the body, affairs anyway. You know, if you get bored with what you're doing, you may tend to wander and think elsewhere. It's just a natural thing. But guess what, guys? You can just experience that with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Get that wandering eye for your partner and do something different. Just pull it out of left field, and no matter how tired you are, just, you know, if you prepare and warm up gently and slowly, I think everyone will be up to the task.
Oh.
And it's really important. And, you know, the Holy G-Rail does that. It's really, I mean, I take it I wrote the book in plain, simple, legible terms and quick reading. If you're a slow reader, 15, 20 minutes, you're through the book. You're going to want to read it again and again because there's so many different levels within the book. And a lot of the stuff is out there in a lot of different books. I've just condensed it and made it real simple because, again, we gentlemen have a short attention span, and reading a book is not nearly as fun as popping a video in.
That's true. I like your little saying that you have, changing the world one orgasm at a time.
Yeah. I came up with that a couple years ago or so, and it's true. Through better sex, whether it's a physical release or a mental or spiritual release, it really uplifts everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. The other thing you talked about, and I don't have your book, but I'm assuming it's in your book. It's also on the website.
You don't have my book?
No, I didn't get one.
I'm going to send you one.
All right, great, because I really enjoy reading it. But anyway, in your book, I know that you talk about jealousy.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. We have like about 8 minutes left. So let's talk about that a little bit, because that can really ruin a great relationship.
Yes, it's really important that jealousy can arise from a lot of things. Of course, it can arise if your partner is paying more attention to someone else or you assume they are. I think it's really important to gently say what's on your mind rather than have a reaction or a push type of response to something that happens. Because I've had many a relationship destroyed. I used to be, and I still am, a very jealous person. But I keep that emotion in check because it's the opposite of love, I believe. It is an ugly, ugly emotion. And if we convey our thoughts gently to our partner, what we're feeling, rather than storming off or trying to reciprocate the jealousy, I think, it does us so much better. Again, patience and communication is the key. You've got to, if you're feeling uncomfortable with something, it's funny. My special 11 and I have a very great relationship, although she can get very jealous. Now, we can have other ladies, and we have, join us.
Right.
Strictly oral.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't let them know that I'm testing the G-spot out until we're doing it. And that's how I tested the book before I published it, numerous times. And she has no problem with that as long as she gets enough attention paid to her at the same time.
Right.
I, on the other hand, and she has no feeling for gentlemen whatsoever. She's never expressed that in the many, many years we've been together. That's just not something she cares to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made it very clear I don't care to have another man enjoying her either.
Mm-hmm.
So we've communicated and we've set the bounds. Now, the problem sometimes is when the mind plays tricks on you and you think something's going on and there's not, you don't have the control. I think it's the control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
She has no problem when we're in a control group and we're doing what we do because we have our bounds and we stick to the bounds.
Right.
And that's the way any sexual relationships and passionate relationships work. Where she has a problem is if there's something that comes from outside and it's funny because it's like, how can that bother you when it's just taking care of someone's, the light bulbs in their unit or whatever. You know what I mean? Doing,
right.
Helping someone out and there's no sexual tension there. My whole thing is why would I reach outside of the relationship when I've got such a great relationship? There's no reason for it. And I think communication, and we've learned to communicate very well and letting each other know, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Can you, you know, lessen up on that, please?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important in relationships, to gently talk to your lover so that jealousy factor doesn't come in. And if you have it, do not let it stew. Do not let it boil. Do not let it, because you can unwittingly try to evoke the same feeling out of your partner. And I don't handle it well.
I have never been jealous.
Oh, really?
I've never been jealous, because my thought is that if I'm doing all I can do, but that isn't enough, and there's somebody out there who can do it better or make my partner feel better, well, then that's okay, because I want to see my partner all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel the same way, and that's kind of how I keep my jealousy in check. Rather than get jealous and get pissed off, it's like if someone's going to please you better and you feel you need that, by
mm-hmm.
all means, I'm just going to, you know, bow out.
Right.
And that's the way I feel about it, rather than letting that emotion tear me up.
Yes, yeah, and I've always been like that. So, you know, with relationships that I've been in, I've told them up front. I said, you know, I'm really not a jealous person. But if there's something out there that is attracting you, or something out there that you think you want, just let me know that. Don't do it as a surprise. Don't let me catch you, because then you haven't been truthful with me.
Exactly. But truth is the key.
Right. If you can be truthful with me and let me know, then there's no reason for me to be jealous about it.
You know, that's funny. That is how our relationship, after I released her G, she was more willing to share some of her fantasies with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to explore those fantasies because they were on the same realm.
Mm-hmm.
Something I would never, ever have at the beginning of our relationship approached her with,
mm-hmm.
for fear of making her feel inadequate.
Right.
But now, especially since I wrote the book, I put myself out there sexually. I put our relationship out, and I'll send you a copy of it for sure. Because I wrote the book, we're more open and understanding, and she comes to me, I come to her, and it makes the relationship work. Like you say, no surprises, and keep it on the truthful level.
Right.
That's the key to strength.
Yeah, it is, you know, and so I mean, I have really never had to be jealous.
You know, it's funny. I equate it a little differently, but then in my younger years, I allowed that emotion to get the better of me.
See,
you know, and as I've matured and learned a lot more, and through my studies and training, I realize I feel the same way you do. Although I do get sparks of it, and it's funny because sometimes women, your partner wants to feel that you care for them, and sometimes that a little bit of jealousy shows them. I don't believe that's the right way of showing them you feel for them, you know. But at sometimes, you know, again, it's that mass mind thinking. You know, if he's jealous, then he really cares.
Yeah, and again, with a lot of the consultations that I do with people, that comes up a lot, you know, and I won't say anything until I find out kind of where their head is at.
Uh-huh.
And then I try to help them turn that around a little bit so that they are not making themselves so miserable.
Exactly.
You know, because you can't be miserably jealous in a relationship and expect it to work.
No, and you can't be miserably not feeling desires that you want.
Right.
And the only way any of that stuff's going to come to fruition is if you talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Gently and with a loving heart.
Yeah, and that's very, very important. Now, I know that our time is up, but unless he stops me, I'm going to ask you some more questions, okay?
Okay, let me mention my website one more time.
Yes,
real quick.
I was going to have you do that. Go ahead.
It's theholyg-rail.com. The book's available there, or Amazon.com. And to read my blogs, it's myspace.com/theholy.com, the holy G.
Okay. Michael, do you and your special one ever do classes?
We're organizing that. We want to do couples therapy, actually. I think we've gotten a lot of letters. We've changed a lot of lives simply through the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd be a good way to, we've definitely contemplated that.
Because I think it'd probably help out a lot of people. You know, again, it would help them get out of their fears or their worries or whatever they may call it, you know, so they're not having the relationship that they actually would like to have.
Exactly. And I think seeing another couple, that works. It's funny, I've done so many interviews, and that's one of the first questions they ask me is, are you still together?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you wrote this book, are you still together with the person that you wrote it about? And it's like, yes. And I think that's very important because it works.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can share it with other couples, but thank you for that, because it's definitely something we're contemplating, like retreats or something like that with couples.
I think it would be good. I think it would help out a lot of people. Like when I went to the Tantra class, it's actually designed for couples, but they let singles come, and if you don't have somebody with you, they will match you up with somebody.
Oh, how nice.
And it was pretty nice. In fact, I've interviewed them a couple times on one of my shows, and they're a very nice couple. But it is right, you know, you see them do, you know, their teaching, and so you can feel quite at ease, you know, even if there's, you know, naked bodies there.
Exactly. And if you feel the energy coming from the people that are giving the class and realize it's true, that makes you so much more at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we get a lot. I mean, we'll go to spice up our life, love, to strip clubs and
mm-hmm.
To different clubs just to see what's going on and have fun. And people have offered us money to leave because they see we're so happy, and it's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And it cracks us up.
Yeah, they're not used to that. And, it's like time that whole mentality get out of the way.
Exactly.
And let that natural flow of our bodies come in.
That is so right, Nancy.
You know, and people, they need to know it's okay. They need to know it's okay to touch themselves. They need to know it's okay to have somebody touch them, to love themselves. It's okay.
It's okay, and it's okay to tell your partner what you're feeling. And not hold it inside and just expect them to read your mind.
Yeah, and really, a lot of people do that, and it's like, no, let's try this again.
Exactly. Speak.
Yeah.
Speak and show each other. So what if something, you know, if you fart or something? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? It's part of, it's what your body does.
Yeah, just laugh and move on.
Right. I'm going to talk to you about oral sex. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, when a woman, because this might help a woman to find their magic spot better.
Yeah.
When a woman is doing the oral sex,
mm-hmm.
okay, on your side, if they take their tongue and they go horizontally, will that help them to locate it?
The magic spot?
Yeah.
Well, it's really easy to locate. Depending on if when a man's fully erect, even if he has a full foreskin, that foreskin pulls down, and it's if he does not, it's just right at the base of the head. You've got the head of the penis, and on the top of the shaft, it loops around, and then it's kind of like a little mushroom on the inside, and where the urethra is. Right, where down from the urethra, down the shaft, it goes horizontally down the shaft. And if you're on your side and you're stimulating your man orally, you can just lick that little flap of skin back and forth, just like you would want your clitoris
mm-hmm.
stimulated. It really does wonders for us, and it will get us off really, really quick. Now, if you have a man that you want to sustain his erection longer, then maybe stay away from that area and just lightly go across it every once in a while. That too can help him in his stamina, and you know, both ways, you both get what you want out of it. You know, because some gentlemen, you know, are just really quick, and they feel bad about it when they're quick. You know, I've taught myself differently, and it was just something I learned. You know, and all men can keep their stamina up if they just shift their focus when they're getting ready to release. You know, shift your focus onto your lady. And if you're real, real close and it feels good, and, you know, you can just gently move away and shift your focus. And that way, you don't have any body movements and you don't have to say anything if you're shy, at that particular point. Or let on that you're close to release, and let the power subside. And again, if you ladies hit that magic spot, it's going to make us release really quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing.
I'm sure. I have another question for you, Michael. Why do you think it's easier to bring in another woman? Yeah, and I'm talking about for men now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it easier to bring in another woman to have, you know, a group or threesome or whatever versus bringing in another man? In a man's mind, what makes that so hard for the man?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's difficult, okay? The reason I don't want another man in the relationship is because, number one, my partner doesn't want it, and she's made it very clear. And number two, it's not for fear that I'm not going to perform as well as him, or that he's bigger than me, or any of that. It's not, for me personally, I just don't care to see another man devour my lover. It's just something I've never thought about. Now, there are men out there that really get turned on seeing another man with their lovers. Now, when I watch videos, pornographic videos, I like seeing the men in there, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's the reason I like seeing the men in there, it's not that I'm attracted to the men, but I look at them hard and erect, and instantly I equate it to myself.
Okay.
So when I'm looking at another man making love to a woman, I equate it to myself. I don't think of it as another man. I instantly feel the sensations that he's feeling and equate it to myself. So instantly, you know, I'm strong and ready to go. Now, bringing a woman into the fold, I think, is easier because, number one, you know, besides fingers and oral, they cannot penetrate themselves or toys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so invasive.
Okay.
And the reason my lover enjoys it is it's a different type of sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
Women know how to touch each other. Now, she explains how, it took me a long time to get her off clitorally. Many, many years, in fact, because of prior conditioning from a prior relationship she had, and the way he conditioned her, got himself off and allowed her to get herself off. He never focused on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was really conditioned. And so, you know, when she thought about bringing other women in, it's a sexual level, but it's also a sensual level, and it's more soft and... I guess it's hard to explain it. It's not so invasive.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, of course, it's a wonderful, you know, having another woman or two in the mix, you know, but again, we have bounds. There's no intercourse, period. Not unless she says it's okay. And I don't care. Frankly, I really don't want to. Because I can have intercourse with her in the threesome, and I can pleasure the other ladies with orally and with my hand and get them off unlike they've ever been gotten off, and not even penetrate them, you know, with my penis. So it doesn't matter to me. It wouldn't excite me anymore, because it's actually a control thing. I like having the control of having her and having the other ladies a little bit submissive, mm-hmm. in that faction. And I really love seeing her being pleasured with that soft feminine aspect.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right about now, Michael, you are the envy of many men who are listening to this program.
Well, and gentlemen, it wasn't always this way. You get your girl off with the G, she'll do a lot of things you've never expected. And that is the truth.
I have another question for you. When it comes to the woman, why do you think they have such a hard time even climaxing, having an orgasm? Many women don't.
It's mental.
Okay.
It's all mental. It's the children, where they're at. It's, is the phone going to ring? It's what the job did today. It's, okay, I've got a little ripple of skin I didn't have before, and he's going to see it. It's, I believe, really, really mental. You ladies, well, and gentlemen can get caught up in the same thing as far as getting it up. Mm-hmm. You start thinking about other stuff, it's going to make it go down, which is a real good trick to use if you're a quick draw McGraw. Start thinking about something else, and it'll slow you down. But, you know, I prefer to you know, tell people to focus on their lover, and that will subside it, and still your body will do what it needs to do, mm-hmm. if you don't think about it. And I think the whole problem between men and women and failure to release or releasing too quickly is getting too mentally involved in it. Mm-hmm. Let your mind go. Touch, feel, experience every little part, every caress, every little fold in the skin, you know, and taste the salt on the skin, and just, you know, be more sensuous about it. Your bodies will do what they do, mm-hmm. naturally. You don't have to think about it. And ladies, make sure you make all your phone calls before you get into a sexual act. There's nothing like having your lover giving you oral sex for 20 or 30 minutes and really enjoying it, and then it's like, oh, I got to call my son. Because
that's
that pops in their head. You know?
That's not cool.
Well, but it happens.
I'm sure it does.
You know, and it's okay, but it's not cool. I mean, it can simmer things down, then you got to start all over. Now, you know, I mean, we have oral for hours, mm-hmm. you know, without release. It's just wonderful, cuddling and passionate. And then when you release at the very end, it's really powerful. You know, but I mean, it's just something we do, you know, and even without the oral, the caressing and the scratching and all that stuff, but you gotta clear your mind. Ladies, you know, go to the bathroom, get that out of the way, make sure the kids are where they're supposed to be, whatever age they are, make sure everything, you know, the muffins are out of the oven, everything's done, and relax, because, I mean, even in our, it'll help you in your daily lives, not only your sexual life and in release, but in your daily life. If you can focus on one thing, instead of getting all those things, the stress levels go so, you know, they relax so much more. I too have major stress at times, and I find it's because I get too many things in my mind. You take one thing at a time, and if you're taking the time to make love to your partner, think about only that, and it'll allow you to release much, much more easily.
What about the kissing part? To me, that's pretty important.
Yes. Yeah, if you don't kiss, it's very sensuous. Now, us guys, you know, sure, let's get down to the nitty-gritty sometimes, you know. especially younger gentlemen, you know, they're really horny and they just want to do it, you know, but, and with our busy lifestyles, if you're at work all the time. But I think kissing is such an important, sensuous thing that really gets you flowing. And Nancy, I mean, you can relay that to your listeners. If you spend 5 or 10 minutes just kissing the arms, the neck, behind the neck, under the ears, it makes you much more receptive to the whole act than just, you know, I mean, yes, there are those times when you've already thought about, you know, in your mind, you've already fantasized and you're ready to attack your man. And, you know, okay, let me just go for it because I just want it, you know. But there's, you know, I think the kisses and sensuality can create such a build that in the end will help the release and in the end will get all those other thoughts out of your mind.
Yeah, and I agree. See, I like the whole part of the body, all of the body, you know, all of it.
Every little part. That's
right. Nothing gets left out because then it's so much more fun.
Yes.
Michael, can you give out the name of your book again and where they can get it?
Yeah, it's The Holy G-Rail, and you can get it at theholyg-rail.com, amazon.com, just type in G-S-B-O-T and you're there.
Okay, and if they want any of your pictures, your paintings, or your photographs?
Yeah, that would be through theholyg-rail.com. And I've got another website, which there's a link. It's just harder to spell. There's a link at theholyg-rail.com, g-rail.com. It's schuslerstudios.com. It's an art website devoted just to art.
Spell your last name, Michael.
S-C-H-U-E-S-S-L-E-R. So the website would be schuslerstudios.com. God, I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, it's schuslerstudios.com. S-C-H-U-E-S-S-L-E-R-S-T-U-D-I-O-S.com. But you can find it much easier at theholyg-rail.com. And just follow the link. And actually, at the Holy G Rail, I've got a lot more of my paintings and prints available through there because it's set up with PayPal.
Yeah, if people want to sign up for your blog, how do they do that?
That would be myspace.com/ the Holy G.
Because I went to that. People who are listening, you need to go to that. There are some people on there.
Yes.
That
very colorful.
Yeah, you know, and I think everybody who's listening should check it out.
Yeah, it you know, it's a fun website, and MySpace is a wonderful way to network. There's, you know, there's another, there's also jasonsnetwork.com that I have artwork. I actually network through a lot of websites, but they all have links to the other websites. So if you go to MySpace, there's a banner there that'll take you to the book website, and you can learn a lot more information. It's just one big round robin.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I know we went over time, Michael, but I really appreciate talking with you. It's a very candid talk. You know, I think people need to hear this. Whether they get embarrassed by it or not, they still need to hear it.
Well, thank you so very, very much, and it's really the pleasure is all mine.
No, it's been great. And so what I'll do is I will give you a call back after we hang up so I can give you my address, okay?
Okay. That'd be
and
great.
Then we'll go from there. But one more time before you go, Michael, give out every way they can get a hold of you.
Okay. It's theholyg-rail.com or amazon.com. Just type in G-S-P-O-T in the search line, and the book will come up number one. A lot of other things will come up. For the blog, it's myspace.com/ the Holy G. I also do a weekly column at Mile Hive. It's MileHive.com. I write for the Life section, contribute to that. That's a local newspaper. And then SchuslerStudios.com, SchuslerStudios.com.
Great. And, Michael, when you get your classes or weekend you know, seminar, set up whatever, make sure that you get back and let us know that. And when you do that, I'll have you back on the show again.
Oh, that now, sounds
you're,
wonderful.
But
thank
you're also,
you again.
You're very welcome. You're also going to make, you're writing more books.
Yeah, I'm going to expand the chapters within this book. This book's only 71 pages, so it's a quick and easy read, and if you read in between the lines, you can get all the information. But I'm going to expand, and this is actually the fifth out of six volumes that I have planned. The sixth volume will be Changing the World, One Orgasm at a Time, All Roads Lead to the Holy Grail, and that'll be an expanded volume of all the volumes. The first four will be one dedicated to self-love, one dedicated to communication, one dedicated to patience, and so on and so forth. So it's kind of like the Star Wars trilogy. I wrote the fifth one before the first four.
It works.
The hook to get everyone in it as attention. And then I'll expand on the chapters. So if people need individual work on those particular areas in their life, they'll be able to do it in a simple, easy to comprehend way.
That's great. Michael, again, it's been a pleasure having you on and just, you know, being so open about what people really need to be talking about and know about.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to your call back.
Great. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I'd like to thank you, all the listeners. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and maybe you ought to practice what we just got done talking about. Take care. Bye now.